This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2205. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 24th, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Hawaii, Korea North, Kurdistan, Mexico, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Scotland, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More observations of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, which I can only hear via remotes in South America, such as Argentina. It was on the air again, Saturday, August 19th, at 1818, with a reliable broadcast. There was a break later on until it came back at 1853, and so forth, still going at 2026 and 2208, but by 2222 UT, it was finally off the air. I heard it again on Thursday, August 24th, from TuneIn at 1719, running lots of music, then Estudio Nueve and Uniendo Voces programming after 1808. This was still going by 1939, but off by 2024. Manuel Mendez in Spain was also hearing it and says he had it on Tuesday the 22nd and Wednesday the 23rd as well, at about the same times. One of the pirate or free radio stations in Brazil, reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in São Paulo State. Radio Saturno on 6150, August 21st, with music, English pop, a good signal, at 1143 UT. Now from the Canadian Radio News column in IRCADX Monitor, believed to be Canada's oldest living broadcaster, Gordon Skutle, S-K-U-T-L-E, just celebrated the 80th anniversary of his first day at CJCA 930 Edmonton on August 13, 1943. He became the chief engineer in 1957, signed many a QSL card when he wasn't building new studios or transmitter sites for CJCA and sister station CIRK-FM. As it was later known, Gordon retired in 1986 and will be celebrating his 103rd and a half birthday in September. He still loves to talk about Western Canada broadcast history. Here's why, as I mentioned last week, we have not been hearing the letters in keyboard order sent in CW on 10125 by HK3QQ in Bogota, Colombia. I heard from an anonymous ham in Colombia. According to the official Colombian Registry of Hams, RABCA, which stands for Radio Aficionados y Banda Ciudadana, HK3QQ actually doesn't have a valid license. He had one but finished in November 2021. He is Mr. Ernesto Reyes, reporting to the Colombian Fraternity Net on 7145 USB at 2230. And I see he still has a QRZ.com page, which is bare bones, but of course that site is totally unofficial. I wonder if they take any measures to assure everyone there is licensed. Now I keep checking 10125 after 0600, which was when I was hearing him before, but it may have been for much longer hours, such as August 23rd at 0641, and I did hear one letter A in CW, as if he was starting another keyboard sequence, but no S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, N, N, U followed, so that might have been something else. I was pleased to hear another ham, C-O-8-L-Y on phone, 18135 USB, August 20th at 0102, calling QRZ and CQDX. I recognize him as once a mainstay on the 24 MHz band, but where I've heard zero activity lately as I tune across. CO8LY is Eduardo Somoano Cremati in Santiago de Cuba. Replying to our report last week about hearing on 9700, Radio Havana, Cuba, not with its own programming, but apparently retransmitting a movie soundtrack in English, I got this reply from Rafael Rodriguez R. in Colombia. He says, and I translate, about Bauta on 9700, this was published in the FB group called Todo Sobre Radio y Dixismo by engineer José Ibrahim Pose Morera, who is in charge of the Bejucal Transmission Center. It's his opinion of what could have happened to the RHC signal on 9700 from Bauta. Sometimes satellite receivers are used as backup links in case the main routes fail. These satellite receivers sometimes deprogram themselves when there are failures of AC or abrupt voltage changes, such as going to channel 00, which is Cuba Vision. It's necessary to reboot them to return to the RHC channel. I'm not 100% certain that it's like this at Bauta, but it is in my work. Aggravating the situation at Bauta is the programming transmitted on this frequency is in English and may not be perceived by the operator. It also could happen that a transmission starts okay and later this happens. So I wonder, is he suggesting that Cadillac Man in English was being broadcast on Cuba Vision? There are many different channels. It seems not unusual for them to be running Yankee movies late at night, maybe with original English sound but subtitled. I tried to find it on the program schedules at TV Cubana, but they do not want to go back in time. Usually there's only one frequency running past 06UT, whether scheduled or not. It depends on which night you're listening. On August 21st, it was 6,000. On August 23rd, it was 9,535. But here's something else strange from Cuba. On 11,775, August 24th at 0620, I was hearing weak pulse jamming against nothing, Cuban style. There was stronger PJA still on 11,860 and 11,930 versus no Radio Martí. I do remember that long ago 11,775 was a Martí frequency. It's listed in the 2005 WRTH. These Cuban jammers have a very long memory. Still or again jamming frequencies abandoned ages ago by Radio Martí. We also remember that 11775 was the daytime frequency of Caribbean beacon Anguilla, carrying nothing but Dr. Gene Scott. Maybe Martí did not start using it until CB had vanished, or certainly they were coordinated not to conflict with each other. So, thus, any frequency ever used by opposition to Cuba is ruined forever. Currently in A23, according to the IB listings, the only users anywhere of 11775 are Chinese program jamming and Sound of Hope. Alki, however, shows CNR6 and CRI at times on 11775, and incredibly still the long-defunct Caribbean beacon Anguilla at 10 to 22 UT as a G station for Great Britain, and also the equally defunct 6090 night frequency for the other 12 hours is still in the Alki list. Now about the terrible wildfire destruction on Maui, Hawaii. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, the good news, hams have stepped up to help. ARRL says most of amateur radio communications, including any messages being relayed, are handled on the existing repeater system in the state. That would be VHF. But on shortwave, stations across Hawaii are operating nets on 7088 kHz. And Ron Trotto forwards a story from Radio World, August 22nd. Hawaii puts AM radio to work on Maui. The state has acquired 4 portable emergency advisory radio systems. The Emergency Management Agency purchased 4 RadioStat portable emergency advisory stations from Information Station Specialist in Michigan, which also makes systems for traveler's information and highway advisories. FCC has granted the state an emergency authorization to use them immediately at 4 locations, including a checkpoint and police and fire stations on 1620, 1650, 1670, or 1700 kHz. The first of the 4 10-watt systems has shipped, according to ISS. Electronic components, including an AM transmitter, digital message player, and audio mixer. Each station's electronics are in portable cases. A fold-out antenna system allows a station to be set up in 10 minutes by one person. Messages typically are stored on a digital message player, but systems include an audio mixer for live messaging or to add other sources. The antenna is intended for quick deployment. The signal is typically announced to the public by portable signage. Motorists can pick up broadcasts over 25 to 75 square miles. If AC is not available, it can operate from generator or battery pack. However, a more efficient antenna has been supplied considering the poor ground wave coverage in that area. Also, the article says FCC has an info page related to the Hawaii wildfires. Tony Pavic, NBC, reports listening to the Voice of Korea, 9435, 16 August, at 15 to 16 in English. He says apart from the usual Pyongyang Top 40, this transmission was of interest as it was the first mention on air of U.S. Private Travis King, who ran across the DMZ into North Korea. According to VOK, he fled due to racism in the U.S. Army. This is why shortwave is still relevant. Also of note is the fact that it was the next to last news story and was a full 1 minute and 14 seconds long. Also, John Collins in Birmingham, UK says, on August 21st, listening to Voice of Korea from 21UT on 15245 in English. Reception outstanding with excellent audio. The best reception ever heard on the Texan PL660. Switching to the DX mode and to base reception wipes out any interference or noise. And by the way, DPRK no like Japan. Kurdistan non. It could be on any frequency nearby, but 17460 seems to be primary for Denge Welat, the PKK clandestine, and the Turkish jammer. On August 19th at 1831, and on August 21st at 1506, both occasions I was hearing two just barely audible carriers, slightly different in frequency, making a beat. One the jammer, and one Denge Welat, presumably from Uzbekistan. The new 26th edition of the IRCA Mexican Log is now available for all to download free of charge. It lists all AM stations in Mexico by frequency, including call letters, state, city, day and night power, slogans, schedule, formats, networks, and notes. The call letter index gives call frequency, city, and state. The city index by state, then city, includes frequency, call, and day-night power. The transmitter site index by state and city tabulates the latitude and longitude of transmitter sites. Also, there's a spreadsheet with links to websites, live broadcasts, and Facebook page of many of the Mexican stations. An indispensable reference for anyone who hears Mexican radio stations, says IRCA DX Monitor. I say this is really a magnum opus. Editor Tim Hall is too modest, his name appearing only a couple of times in the 67-page document, and not in the heading. There is a huge amount of researched info about the status of many individual Mexican AM stations, who are in an incredibly convoluted situation. Even if you're not trying to DX Mexican AM, you should look at the lengthy introductory info about the status of Mexican broadcasting. And if you ever do need some identification help, there are two separate bi-frequency listings, the place to go. Here's where to find it. Go to www.ircaonline.org. Then go to Bookstore and click on Free IRCA Publications, among hundreds of others. Now filed under Mexico, this from Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California. The pirate station on 6200 AM has indeed recently changed programming to an all-English and Japanese format, no longer hearing any Russian, so it seems Radio Channel Eastern Star, or Vostochnaya Zvezda, is no longer active. Heard now with many of the same spots frequently repeated, some in English, others in Japanese, and songs in Japanese. There is a regularly heard spot, today's story about McDonald's. And there's frequently, with an ID going on something like this, you're listening to Hikari FM, shortwave radio pirate station from Mexico. Light FM, shining a light, broadcasting worldwide in English and Japanese. Hikari FM broadcast. Thank you for listening. Then got a reply from Hikari FM to his report, saying there is still some Russian. He says, some songs have the old Vostochnaya Zvezda ID attached to them. They are part of the same audio file. You will still hear some Russian. After all, Russian was my first language. 13.95 megahertz is still not up yet. Lack of money. Cannot afford copper wire needed in construction of the Yagi, while the frame is just sitting there. Also, cannot afford to buy the improved version of the transmitter PCB I designed. I have to first put the modulator on a PCB, rather than it being a mess of wires like it is now. Yet it still sounds very good, almost like FM. When the summertime lightning crashing stops, I plan to go on air and announce all the EQSLs I've sent, as well as do an SSTV session. And we get a look at the EQSL he sent to Ron, including some Japanese characters. Also, Roger in Germany points out there's more info about this, although it needs to be updated, in the wiki of HF Underground, including its original name, Radio Pushka. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio, 2205, a non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a postal money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, toward your work and presentation of World of Radio and DX Logins each week for over 4 decades. Thanks for your continued efforts, keeping the radio hobbyist community informed of the latest developments, whether it's shortwave, medium wave, or FM. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. About monitoring Myanmar from BCDX, Saratvirakun in Sri Lanka, Forest 5SL reports, 576 kHz from Yangon and 594 from Nai Piedal, north of Yangon, ending local language at 1459 on August 17th with Buddhist chants expressing their fate, etc. English broadcast at 1530 announced as on shortwave 5985, 576, and 594 medium wave, starting with 15 minutes of news, but announced 5985 was really not on the air 17 August. On 18 August, Wolfgang Büschel was monitoring via remote in India at 1523 UT 5985, was on the air with some heterodynes and audio underneath. And on August 18th, Saratvirakun in Sri Lanka reports on the other station, Tazin Radio from Pyanulin in northern Myanmar, operated by the military on 7345, 11 past 1130 UT in native language, mixing with co-channel China Radio International. Their medium wave there is 639. I was hearing North American Pirate announced as Radio 48 on Mixed Radio International, 6865 USB, August 20th at 0125 with rock music and IDs. However, there was also a much weaker audio signal on the lower sideband. This pirate had better strength than most WBCQ frequencies and was also louder than any of them. There were also many reports in HF Underground, rave reviews of its audio and expanded bandwidth. In an FMDX opening, should you hear dead air in stereo on 101.5, it could be my nearby station KOCD in O'Keene, Oklahoma, which has been dead air as of August 23rd, ever since I first noticed that on August 9th, when modulating its Spanish religion. Bruce Churchill in California reports a very nice S4 signal from Radio Senda Cristiana, OAW6C on 4820, from Sinon 0900 with the Peruvian national anthem, IDs, time check, local choir singing, picked up via the New Zealand Radio DX League site in Mangawai, which seems dialed into Peru, nearly armchair level, he says, but marred by heterodyne 7 kHz above, LSB worked to eliminate it. In the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Australia reports, 11895 Vatican Radio via Tenang, Philippines, Mandarin East Asia at 2215, August 18th, but horrible hummy transmitter sound, particularly noticeable between pauses in audio content. Yet another transmitter requiring servicing. I comment, violating separation of church and state. Yeah, that's the ticket. Put them on your worst transmitter. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I continue to get excellent reception of the DRM broadcast in English from Romania on 11975, beginning at 2030 UT with virtually no dropouts. On 21 August, they are still running the announcement about the budget cuts, requiring them to use fewer frequencies for their broadcasts. And during the news, it was mentioned that Romania will help Ukraine to export its grain. Slava Ukraini. In the British DX Club, Paul Capewell reports on Radiofrenia, an occasional radio art station back on the air from midnight until September 3rd. The content may not be for everyone, but it's definitely worth checking out if you're interested in radio art and related things. If nothing else, they have a low-power transmitter on 87.9 FM in the Glasgow area, which might be worth sniffing out for those in the locality. They posted an image and said, Radiofrenia reaches new heights with our longest pole ever. Coverage should be better than ever in theory, conducting test transmissions on 87.9 FM. So let us know if you're receiving us and where from. Fortunately, they're also webcasting. More info at radiofrenia.scot. That's spelled P-H-R-E-N-I-A. I listened at a random time and heard some interesting stuff, including an ID for a U.S. station. And in the BDXC, Kevin Danks replies, I had not heard of Radiofrenia, but I do enjoy field recordings and experimental audio, so it turns out to be just my cup of tea, It's actually very impressive. A whole week of really diverse audio art, projects from around the world, 24 hours a day. A lot of work has clearly gone into it. Also originating in Scotland, Encore Classical Music from Radio Tumbril, Bryce Avery. Actually, it's not totally traditional classical music. I always enjoy the mixture of familiar music and unfamiliar stuff, somewhat non-classical. Latest news is that each new encore will now be broadcast for 2 weeks in a row. Here are the times on WRMI, and there's a new one, Friday at 20 UT on 15770 toward Europe. The other times, UT Friday at 02 on 5850. UT Sunday at 01 on 5850. And UT Monday at 02 on 5950. Tuesday at 13 on 15770. It's also on channel 292 in Europe. Saturday at 10 UT on 6070 and 9670. Sunday at 16 on 9670. Sunday at 21 on 3955. And Friday at 19 on 6070. Playlists and info on how to support this non-commercial program are at tumbril.co.uk. Monitoring Voice of Turkey on 11785.009. English at 22 UT, August 19th. It was late coming on, but it stayed on later after 23 UT with an extra hour in German, which is not on the schedules. They were about to start a second extra hour at midnight UT in Portuguese, but finally turned off at 24:01. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlaer. A press release from BBC World Service. BBC Trending delves into the extremes of social media. It returns in September with a series called Extreme, exploring the ways social media shapes behavior and beliefs on the fringes of the Internet, and in some cases making it into the mainstream, investigating how people are whipped up into a frenzy through social media, and discovering the extreme lengths others around the world go to in order to fulfill their dreams. In episode 1, Ed Main investigates chilling AI-generated videos of child murder victims spreading on TikTok, whilst other episodes examine germ deniers, incels escaping the manosphere, and people smugglers operating in plain sight on social platforms. BBC Trending Extreme will air on BBC World Service from 2 September. Unfortunately, they don't give any details about the times, and will be available on BBC Sounds and most other podcast platforms. I see on the WRMI schedule grid some additional times for World of Radio on System B, which is on 9955 shortwave, and sometimes just on the Internet. I've not yet had a chance to confirm all of these, but here they are. To be confirmed, Friday at 20:30 on web only. Saturday at 19:30 on the web has been confirmed. Here's a new one, Sunday midnight UT on 9955 to be confirmed. Sunday at 10:30 on 9955. We thought this was going to be at 11:30, and it was not on then last week. Maybe it's on at 10:30. Also Sunday at 20 UT on the web only, which has not been confirmed for 2 weeks. A new time here, Tuesday at 13 on 9955, but that was not on the air August 22nd. When it is really on 9955, those are also webcast and phonecast. Prompted by our 2200th program a few weeks ago, Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave wanted to salute World of Radio by airing some early broadcasts of ours. And fortunately, Mick Dummage had some recordings of two programs from 1986. I have no idea what I said then, but it should be interesting. These will be airing UT Sunday, August 27th at midnight, UT on WRMI 5950. That's Saturday evening in North America. And in the following hour, there will be a salute to the IRCA convention, which is actually already taking place on Thursday and Friday. But Steve Howe says, from 01 to 02 UT on 5950, and again on Sunday at 12 on 15770, recognizing the IRCA and the Calcomania convention. And there will be special QSLs not only for this, but for old World of Radios from TRSW. On August 23rd, Wayne Heinen of the National Radio Club says, remember Jerry Starr, W8JV, who is now a silent key. He was a longtime member of NRC starting in the 60s, edited AM Switch and Domestic DX Digest columns for many years. He He was also on the radio on WHOT 1330 in Youngstown, Ohio for many years. He was 81 years young. An old friend, Jerry, will be missed. When many replies, Scott Feibusch says, "I'm so sorry to hear this. Jerry was a phenomenal air talent and a great guy. He will indeed be missed." In Radio World, August 22nd, Crawford Broadcasting is going to give all digital HD radio a try on an AM station in Alabama. On September 1st, it will flip WYDE in Birmingham to the MA3 mode. Only listeners with HD radio receivers will be able to hear the signal, so the same content will be available on two local FMs. Two other AMs in the country currently operate in all digital. That's WYDE on 1260 kHz, 5 kilowatts a day, 41 watts at night. As Greg Hardison reminds us, it is nonsensical to refer to digital AM. AM is not digital, it is amplitude modulation. They are totally different. AM refers to a band, but it's really the medium wave band. IRC ADX monitor, some items from Bill Baker, information station specialist, the same ones who provided those low-power emergency transmitters to Maui. AM is deemed absolutely mandatory. Congress and a consortium of players pushed back when automakers attempted to strip AM receivers out of dashboards. Safety officials knew that cellular and internet-based communication methods are not reliable in real-world disasters. Breaking news, the Senate is advancing the AM in Every Vehicle Act. Will the 2024 solar event eclipse safety resources? Officials are preparing to communicate with millions who will squeeze into a narrow corridor to watch next April's total solar eclipse. Emergency managers want to avoid a communications apoc eclipse. And the car radio may be the ideal way to get safety info in front of visitors when they most need it. Portable changeable message signs for safety applications are brighter, lighter, and more affordable. Portable radio stations on trailers that go anywhere the road goes. And Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, is actually voicing safety broadcasts at Jackson Hole. Actually all about fire safety. Friends of Bridger Teton National Forest have found. Hear how the famous actor has lent his internationally known voice to aid the safety effort in an area where fire, bear attacks, and other hazards can shorten a visitor's vacation, if one is not careful. In fairness, I've established an alternative new radio country to Columbusuela I mentioned last week concerning the station on 4940, whose location is not certain. This is Venezambia. Here's Ron Howard's latest observations about Radio 4940. On August 18th, no signal at 5:15 or 6:15 UT. August 19th, no signal at 8:55 or 10:21 checks. August 20th from 10:10, he says he heard about the strongest signal ever from that station. And corresponding reports from Manuel Mendez in Spain. On August 20th at 04:55 to 6:10, it was on with music, religious, and Latin American songs, Llaneras. He says the previous 3 days seemed to be out of air. Also heard August 21st at 5:35 to 5:52, with religious songs and comments, but on August 22nd, at the same time, it seemed to be out of the air again. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active conditions on September 14th, with ANK indices of 12 and 4. Otherwise, mostly quiet at 5 and 2, except for 10 and 3 on August 25th and September 6th. Solar flux rising to a peak of 165 August 30th to September 1st, and ascending to 152 by September 13th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 2205. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, with a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser here inviting you to hear me again next week.